Welcome to Coaching Deep Dives, presented by Global Coach Collective. Each episode transforms scholarly articles into dynamic discussions, examining the intersection of psychodynamic theory, organizational behavior, and practical coaching applications. Let's get started. Okay, so let's be real for a sec. When you hear the word failure, does it make you feel all warm and fuzzy inside? Probably not.
Yeah, it's kind of like this dark cloud that follows us around, right?
Right. It can make us afraid to try new things or even go after what we really want. But what if I told you that failure isn't actually the enemy? What if it's like the secret ingredient to success?
I love that, secret ingredient.
That's exactly what we're going to be unpacking in this deep dive. How those moments we label failures are actually full of little golden nuggets of wisdom, nuggets that can help us reach our goals. And we've got a ton of great coaching insights to help us do just that.
What always gets me is how we tend to think of failure and success as being total opposites.
Like they're on opposite ends of the spectrum.
Yeah, like two completely separate destinations. When in reality, they're way more connected than we think. Almost like two sides of the same coin.
Oh, I like that visual.
Flipping and influencing each other constantly, because it really shows how intertwined they are. I was looking through all these coaching materials you sent over.
Yeah, and there are so many incredible stories. J.K. Rowling getting rejected. Like a million times before Harry Potter got published.
Oh, that's a classic.
Steve Jobs' whole journey after leaving Apple. Even Thomas Edison and all those light bulb experiments.
And all those stories are powerful because they're not just about, you know, overcoming obstacles. They're about using those obstacles to actually, like, fuel your journey. And the material really dives into three key areas, which I find fascinating: self-knowledge, growth, and all those amazing case studies we were talking about. And what's so cool is how self-reflection plays such a huge role in all of them.
Because it makes sense, right? When things don't go according to plan, it kind of forces us to hit pause. Ask ourselves, okay, what just happened here? And we might uncover hidden strengths that we didn't even realize we had, or even pinpoint weaknesses that need a little work. Like Thomas Edison said about all those light bulb attempts, I haven't failed. I've just found 10,000 ways that won't work.
That quote is amazing. The way Edison just took those 10,000 failures and reframed them as, like, valuable data points. Each one, even if it didn't lead to a working light bulb, was a step closer to figuring out how to actually get there. He was constantly gathering info, refining his approach, and that's something we can all learn from.
It's like every time we stumble or fall,
yeah,
we're adding to this mental map we're creating, guiding us closer and closer to where we want to go. Right? Even if the path isn't a straight line.
Exactly. And that actually brings us to another big takeaway from the coaching material: the power of learning from those so-called failures. It's not about avoiding them altogether. It's about seeing them as feedback, opportunities to course correct and come back stronger.
So, like J.K. Rowling with all this rejection she got before Harry Potter finally got published.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think is the most important takeaway from her journey? Something we can all apply to our own lives?
I think it's tempting to just focus on her perseverance, like the never give up attitude.
Yeah.
Which is definitely important. But honestly, what's even more powerful to me is that she didn't just keep sending out the same manuscript over and over, hoping for a different result.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Each rejection was a chance for her to reflect, refine her writing, and ultimately create a story that resonated with millions of readers.
It wasn't just about trying again. It was about learning and evolving with each attempt. And speaking of unexpected paths, think about Steve Jobs. Can you imagine what would happen if he'd just given up when he got kicked out of Apple?
His story is such a good example of how what might seem like a dead end can actually be a detour to something even greater. Founding Nexty, which later got acquired by Apple, set the stage for his comeback and the company's incredible success. Those twists and turns in life, that's where the real magic often happens.
It's like life has this way of surprising us, and sometimes those detours lead us exactly where we need to be.
And this whole idea of reframing failure, you know, seeing it as a necessary part of growth and success, it's not a new concept. In fact, you can find it in ancient philosophies like Stoicism.
It's fascinating how these timeless ideas, like from the Stoics, are still so relevant today.
What I find so compelling about Stoicism is the focus on controlling our reactions, even when we're faced with setbacks. There's this great quote from Seneca that really speaks to this. He said, "We decide how we act. There are no external impediments to our progress."
So true. Even when we can't control what happens to us, we always have a choice in how we respond. And that's where coaching techniques come in, the ones we've been talking about.
Yeah, they can be so helpful in getting people to shift their perspective on failure. Oh, to see those moments not as defeats, but as opportunities.
Because that shift in perspective is often where real change begins. And speaking of change, the coaching material really emphasizes reflection as a key to turning failure into success.
And not just passive reflection, like just sitting around thinking about it. It's about actively using those reflections to inform our choices and actions, our entire approach to achieving our goals.
There's this quote from Epictetus that really struck me. He said, "Men are disturbed not by things, but by the view they take of them." It really highlights just how powerful our perceptions are, how our interpretation of events can either hold us back or push us forward.
And that's where a coach can be so valuable. They can help you understand why you react to certain situations, especially those perceived failures in specific ways. And then, you know, once you have that deeper understanding, you can actually start challenging those reactions and choose more empowering ones.
I find journaling helps me a lot with that, like getting all those thoughts and feelings out of my head and onto paper.
Oh, yeah, that can be really powerful.
It helps me see patterns, you know? Yeah, understand my own internal dialogue, and then I can start to challenge those negative narratives that might be holding me back.
It's like you become your own observer. Almost like your own coach. Yeah, but it's important to find what works for you. Right?
Absolutely.
Whether it's journaling, meditation, talking to a friend, or going for a run, the key is to process those experiences and find the valuable lessons hidden within them.
And then we have to bring in that concept of resolve, right? Taking those insights and turning them into action, harnessing that inner strength to keep moving forward, even when things get tough.
And that's exactly what we'll be exploring next. Resolve is that bridge between our reflections, our emotions, and the actions we take toward our goals.
You know, for turning those setbacks into stepping stones. But we can't just sit around reflecting forever, right? We actually have to do something with those insights.
You got it. That's where resolve comes in. It's the thing that actually propels us forward. It's almost like imagine reflection is the compass showing you the direction.
Okay.
Resolve is the fuel. It's what keeps you moving.
I like that analogy. But sometimes resolve can sound kind of vague. How would you explain it to someone who's, you know, maybe never really thought about it before?
Resolve is that inner strength, the thing that allows you to stay committed to your goals even when things get tough. It's that voice inside you that says, nope, not giving up, not now, not ever. It has a mental and emotional and a behavioral component to them.
So it's more than just like gritting your teeth and pushing through. There are actual strategies we can use to build that resolve muscle.
Exactly, there are. On the cognitive side, it's about truly believing in your ability to succeed. Seeing those challenges not as roadblocks, but as opportunities for growth. Then on the emotional side, it's about managing those feelings of fear and doubt that can top up. You know, they always do. And then behaviorally, it's about taking consistent action, even when you don't feel like it.
So it's like our mindset, our feelings, and our actions all working together.
Absolutely. You nailed it. It's not just one thing. And there's this quote from Winston Churchill that I think sums it up perfectly. He said, "Success is not final. Failure is not fatal. It is the courage to continue that counts."
Oh, man. That quote always gets me fired up. It's like we all stumble. We all face setbacks. But it's that courage to keep going that really matters in the end. So how can we as individuals work on developing this kind of like unwavering determination?
One technique that I find really helpful is encouraging people to connect back to their why. Like, why is this goal so important to you? What will achieving it actually mean for your life? When you tack into that deeper sense of purpose, it can really fuel your resolve.
Like remembering that North Star. The thing that keeps you on track even when the journey gets a little rough.
Exactly. And another thing that can be super helpful is setting really clear specific goals. Because vague goals, those can feel overwhelming and make it way harder to stay motivated. But if you break them down into smaller steps, it becomes easier to track your progress and celebrate those wins along the way.
Oh yes, celebrating those wins. No matter how small, they're so important. It's like giving ourselves little pats on the back, you know, acknowledging that we're moving in the right direction.
For sure. Those small wins are powerful, they boost your confidence, and they reinforce your commitment. And it's important to remember that we're not alone in this journey. Coaches can be amazing allies, providing support, guidance, and helping you navigate those inevitable bumps in the road.
Speaking of incredible journeys, I love that the coaching material included the story of the HMS Resolute. You know, the ship that got stuck in the AR Archivist.
Of the Resolute. What a story, right?
It's such a powerful metaphor for resolve. It was abandoned. Everyone thought it was lost, but then it was eventually recovered and restored. It's like the ship itself refused to give up, and then they used the timber from the Resolute to make the desk that sits in the Oval Office. How cool is that?
It's a powerful symbol for sure. It's like this reminder that even when things seem hopeless, there's always that potential for renewal, for a comeback.
So just like the HMS Resolute, we can overcome challenges. We can emerge even stronger and more determined than before.
Absolutely. We just need to tap into that inner strength, that unwavering commitment to keep moving forward. But, you know, even with all the resolve in the world, things don't always go according to plan.
Right.
And that's where responsiveness comes in, which is actually what we're going to be talking about next.
Yeah. Responsiveness. That sounds really intriguing. How does that play into this whole idea of turning failure into success?
Well, it's all about bridging that gap between the setback and the triumph. It's recognizing that how we respond to those failures is what actually determines whether or not we succeed.
Okay, I am definitely ready to explore that. But before we do, I have a question about this whole resolve thing.
Sure. Yes.
It sounds great in theory, but I think it can be really tough to put into practice, especially when you're facing those repeated setbacks. You know, how can we stay motivated, keep that fire burning when it feels like we're just hitting wall after wall?
That's such an important question and one I hear a lot, because it's easy to feel discouraged when those setbacks start to pile up. And I think a key part of cultivating that enduring resolve is focusing on the process, not just the outcome. It's about finding joy in the journey itself, even when it's messy and uncomfortable, not just white-knuckling your way through it.
So it's about embracing the journey.
Exactly, because let's face it, life is full of challenges. If we're only focused on the end goal, we'll miss out on all those amazing experiences along the way. And often it's those unexpected detours that lead to the biggest breakthroughs.
I love that perspective. It's not about enduring, it's about embracing. And that brings us to the final piece of this puzzle, right? Responsiveness. I can't wait to dive in and explore how it all ties together.
It feels like, I don't know, the key to actually bridging those inevitable setbacks with lasting success. What do you think?
You're spot on. It's not enough to just think about things differently, you know, or even have that inner drive. We've got to act on those insights, adapt our approach. Yeah. And that's where responsiveness comes in. It's the doing part of the equation.
So it's more than just like bouncing back. It's about actually evolving, taking those experiences and using them to shape our next steps.
Exactly. It's like, imagine you're working with a coach. A really good coach is going to give you emotional support, help you understand the lessons hiding within those so-called failures, and guide you in reframing those experiences. They'll help you see that failure isn't a dead end. It's just a comma.
Oh, I like that. A pause to reflect, adjust, and then keep writing your story. And it makes me think of Benjamin Franklin. Didn't he say something like, "I haven't failed. I've just found 100 ways that won't work."
Franklin's mindset was amazing. He just got it. He understood that those failures were actually like valuable data points. Every wrong turn was bringing him closer to the right solution.
Right. It's not about what went wrong, it's what can I learn from this? So what other stories from the coaching material really resonated with you?
Well, Thomas Edison's persistence always blows me away. You know that quote? When you have exhausted all possibilities, remember this, you haven't. I mean, the guy was relentless. He refused to accept defeat, and look what he accomplished.
You know what? That quote really hits home for me. I remember I was working on this creative project once, and I was hitting all these roadblocks. I was so close to just giving up.
I've been there.
But then I remembered what Edison said, and I was like, okay, fine, one more try. But I'm going to come at it from a completely different angle this time. And that's when the breakthrough happened.
See? That's responsiveness in action. It's about recognizing that, hey, failure isn't the end of the road. It's just a fork in the path. Yeah, and sometimes those detours lead to the most amazing discoveries.
It's like we set out with a plan, you know, like a map. But then life throws us a curveball, and we have to adjust, maybe even discover a whole new route we never even knew existed.
Exactly. And that kind of adaptability, that willingness to change course, it all comes down to being open to feedback.
You know, honestly, feedback used to feel like a personal attack, like I was being judged or something.
Yeah, I feel that.
But I finally learned to see it as a gift, like a way to spot those blind spots and make adjustments. It's like having an extra set of eyes, you know, a fresh perspective to help you see things more clearly.
And that's so crucial for growth. Being able to embrace feedback as a chance to learn and get better instead of taking it personally.
For sure. There's that saying, feedback is the breakfast of champions, okay? Maybe it's a little cheesy, but the point is, we need that nourishment if we want to keep growing.
Right. Responsiveness is all about that mindset of continuous improvement, being willing to adapt, evolve, learn from those setbacks, and just keep moving forward.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, we've really explored the connection between failure and success. We've talked about reflection and resolve. And now this idea of responsiveness. It's like we've uncovered this roadmap for not just getting over failure, but using it to our advantage.
And I think what ties it all together is the shift in perspective. Understanding that failure isn't the opposite of success, it's a part of it.
We're taught to fear it, to see it as the sign of weakness. When in reality, it's often our greatest teacher, like the most powerful catalyst for growth.
Absolutely. So to wrap things up, I want to leave everyone with this thought. Think about a challenge you're facing right now, big or small. How can you use this idea of reflection, resolve, and responsiveness to work through it? How can you take those past experiences, those setbacks, and use them to move forward?
That's a great question to consider, because we all have the power to reframe our failures, learn from them, and rise above them to use them as fuel to achieve our goals.
Thanks for joining us for this Coaching Deep Dives. It's been a fascinating exploration, and I hope you've come away with some valuable insights and are feeling inspired to embrace those inevitable bumps in the road to create a journey filled with purpose, resilience, and success.